Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, 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 everybody. I had my phone on mute. Sorry.
Yeah. Nice.
And I introduced myself and my lovely co-host, the Laurence Shamanic Birch, and nobody heard a word of what I said.
Maybe
I'm testing all your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, I was wondering why you weren't saying anything. Then I went, Michael. Or you'd fallen asleep. You know, your narcoleptic snuck up on you.
I know. Well, exactly.
Nap time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fabulous, 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 watching the year slowly sail off into the sunset. How about you?
I'm doing well. A little sleepy, but I am well. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the year's almost over. Can you? Crazy, huh?
It's pretty crazy, yeah. And we're also, in a few months, going to be coming up on completing year three, starting year four of the show. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
No, I can't.
I know.
But I can.
I know.
Yes and no. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It's been a good ride.
It has. It has.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a bigger following, which is nice, which prompts me to say, please follow us here on this platform and also on other platforms, everybody. We're on Apple, Amazon, Google, and Spotify. So go to those platforms, follow us, and you can also download the podcast from those other platforms. Wow. I can't even believe this year has gone by so quickly. It's mind-boggling how quick things have just gone. It's the time. Crazy. Yeah. So, all right. Well, what are your plans for New Year's?
My New Year's plans? Well,
mm-hmm.
I was going to go to Elon's space launch. He's got an elite group of people he's taking up in one of his rockets right when countdown starts. And we're just going to chase New
All
Year's
right.
around the Yeah. But, you know, I did that last year, so it doesn't hold the same excitement for me. I think I'm just going to stay home with a jar of peanut butter and some old movies. You know. How about you?
A jar of peanut butter and old movies?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you eat
what are
with
your
peanut butter?
Do I eat with the peanut butter? Well, if I'm really feeling decadent, I melt some chocolate and I have like a schmear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate peanut butter.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Like
got
that.
All your major food groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. Are you your New Year's Eve Kaftan A-list or invite ball this year, or did you get the booking on Catalina Island that you're hoping to?
No, I'm actually going to go with David Geffen, and we're going to sail to the Bahamas on his yacht.
Oh, your passport came through. That's awesome. I know there's a holdup.
I get picked up at the heliport here in L.A. and then flown to his yacht in Florida, and then we go from there. Sail up into the sunset.
It's so romantic.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, they're so efficient, and you get there in such a jiffy. So much easier rather than going to the and having to wait in line.
Well, especially
You
don't want to rub shoulders with a hoi polloi. It cheapens your brand, you know?
Well, now that you say it. All right. Well, enough about my plan of heading off to the Bahamas with David Geffen on his yacht. Let's see what everybody else's plans for the New Year's Eve are. And see what kind of questions they have. Yeah.
I just had a lawyer tug my ear. Should we do the disclaimer before we open up the phone lines?
Well, why don't you go ahead? You be the buzzkill.
Oh. You say that like it's a bad thing. I'm the only thing keeping us out of court, and you know it, so don't play.
Absolutely. So go ahead.
Yeah, well.
You do it so well.
I know. Well, I come from a family of lawyers. What can I say? Anyway. So, if you're enjoying the show, we're happy that you're here. However, we do want you to remember at all times that our show is for entertainment purposes only. If you need help, you can consult a professional for whatever your issue is. But as long as you're here in the Psychic Funhouse space, we are here just to keep things moving. So. It's a no litigation zone. Caveat emptor and all that jazz. All right?
All right.
Come on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I like you.
Yeah, see, the audience likes it as well. All right. Let's get into this because there are a lot of people on the phone line.
Go.
All right. All right, let's get to the phone.
Do it.
See who's there. All right, so we're going to call out your area code. Please say your name slowly and clearly, and let us know your name, where you're calling from, and your question. So here we go. First in the queue is area code 231. Hello, 231. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, name is Tia and I'm calling from Michigan. And
hi.
My question is, hi, I'm in the job searching, in the process of job searching. Do you pick up anything in the upcoming year for me as far as that goes, as career-wise? I'm getting something that will come to you in a couple months. So maybe February, maybe March. It feels like you're going to get something. And I'm hearing, too, it's going to be more in alignment with what you're looking for. Are you doing something in the background that's making that noise? Yeah. Is it better now?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can stop while we're doing that.
Okay.
That's better.
Distracting. Yes, thank you. So I think in February, March, and it feels like what I'm hearing is this feels like it's more in alignment with what you want to do.
Okay.
It feels, are you in a position now? Because that's what I feel, but it doesn't feel like it's what your last position. It doesn't feel like you're in alignment with that, like you're doing it.
Right.
But
it's
not fitting. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. I'm working right now, and I do like the job, but it's not my life's work for sure. You know, I'm in social work, and that's where I want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I need to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
So a couple months,
Do you work? Hold on. I'm sorry. Tell me your name again. Say your name.
Tia?
Tia.
T-I-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you work with children?
Yes.
Because they keep showing me a little boy that you worked with or you're working with. And it feels like you really helped this kid.
Well, I hope so. I work with kids that are in between the 7th and 12th grade, so 13 to 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and it feels like you're a big support to him, and it feels like you really helped him a lot. So, good for you. That's amazing.
That's all I can ask for. That's all I want. That's great.
Yeah. And the energy they show me, there's a lot of gratitude from that young boy towards you, and he's just very grateful for you and the work that you do and how you helped him. I keep feeling this thing like you saved him in some way. Maybe it's not literal saved him, but it feels like you saved him from something.
Okay.
And So, anyway, you don't have to tell us anymore about him. Yeah, but anyway.
Thank you so much.
Great job. Yeah. Lauren, what do you have for Tia?
Hi, Tia.
Hi.
You know, the guides are asking me to ask you about your future job or the job you're looking for. In this way, is there something you're feeling fearful about with this new job that you're wanting to have, or
I want to work with since in social work, I'd like to work with kids in recovery.
Uh-huh.
You know, alcohol and drug addiction. That's the field that I really want to kind of venture into. And so I've been applying at several different places, but nothing's really been coming through. So I'm just wondering if maybe it's not the field I should go into, you know. I'm just kind of at a loss.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything
in which direction to go?
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything coming from you that might be impeding the process or that you're hesitant about or – unsure about either, you know, maybe,
I've been through a couple of cancers and have had a lot of chemo and radiation, and I'm not as with it or, you know, as sharp as I used to be. And so I'm just getting back out there, and I'm terrified. I'm afraid I'm setting myself up for failure, and I don't really want to have another failure on my hands, so, you know, it's just kind of hard. I don't know which way to turn, which way to go, what to do.
Okay. Do you mind if I talk you through this a little bit about what failure means to you?
Yes, please.
So Yeah. So when that comes up for you, the big, you know, the big F, the big failure, what vision of that do you see or do you have? What manifests for you? What's your biggest fear of failure?
Not being able to handle the, not being able to do the job and be the person that they need me to be is what I'm worried of. I'm worried I can't give them what they need. And I don't know if I should stay in the field I'm in or, you know, try clerical work or something else. I don't know what to do, but my heart is in social work completely.
Yeah.
But I do struggle. I like with memory and things like that. I struggle a lot with real bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, mainly from the chemo and the radiation, but it's, so I'm just so worried that I'm not, you know, I've only had like 4 jobs in my whole life. I've been like 15 and 18 years at places, but now I'm just, you know, I always knew where I wanted to go and just went for it. Now I am kind of holding back, trying to force myself, but I don't want to get the position and then not be able, not be the person that the kids need, you know? That's what scares me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
well,
I honestly can't stand the thought of not being in that, in the social work field. I mean, I can't really, don't even want to do anything else.
Sure. So is this, you know, is your recovery and your illness, are those things that you disclose to your employers at all, or is that something you're keeping private, or what's your process with that?
No, they're fully aware, yeah, because I have a lot of side effects and stuff going on. So, you know, I do have a lot of medical issues. I mean, not as bad as it was, but they are there, and, you know, I don't, you know, I'm completely honest, you know, with them.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I want to give you some supportive feedback. I think your fears are really valid, you know, in the sense that it makes sense that you're concerned about your performance and how you know, your recovery process is, you know, something you can't ignore, and it's going to be, you know, something you're going to have some accommodations made for one way or the other, either just, you know, within yourself or in the workplace. But I think, you know, the question got brought up because I think this is what's preventing you from securing the position that you want. It's not that you're not hireable or that you don't have qualifications. You're really overqualified in most of the areas the people are looking for. So that's actually in your favor. I think part of what might be going on, Tia, is that, you know, you're just so dedicated to helping others that if you can't give 150%, then you feel like you're not doing enough. And
right.
You know, it's a double-edged sword because this is, you know, you're like the ideal person for this kind of work. And at the same time, it's also, you know, setting yourself up to feel like you're not, you know, you're not adequate for the task at hand. So, I think it's going to be really important for you to address, you know, these feelings you have and the fear you have around this before you move forward and keep looking for a position. You know, I want to give you permission. It's none of my business to do that, but I think it's important just to audibilize this so you hear it, to make whatever decision you feel is best for you, right? If you really truly feel at the end of, you know, some introspection that, you know, it's going to be too much for you physically, and the stress is, not going to be something you can handle. That's okay. It's not like you haven't been in the trenches for years doing all sorts of good work. I mean, Michael just, you know, had one person come to the forefront of the hundreds you probably, you know, made a positive difference for. And you can also volunteer and get that job that's, you know, a no-brainer job for you that's more clerical and still, you know, make a difference in people's lives. There are dozens of places that would love to have you that work with children, and I'm sure you know that. So
yeah.
That's okay if you go down that path. It really is. It doesn't mean anything about you as a person. It just means you're actually taking care of yourself, right? If you decide that you still have the gumption and your memory may not be perfect, but you still want, you know, to do this work, then let go as much as you can, you know, of the fear of failing, and be okay with, you know, recalibrating yourself to the work that you do. Don't try to be that person you were before, you know, the cancer showed up in your life and all the, but, you know.
That's it right there. You just said it perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be that person, and I'm realizing I am not.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And, you know, cancer's no joke. And, I, you know, I kudos to you for going through it and you know, coming out on the other side. But don't beat yourself up because, you know, you've got chemo brain left over, you know. It's really okay to not hold yourself to some impossible standards. I think you were doing that anyway before you had the illness show up. And now, you know, it just, you know, it doesn't make any sense. I know it's there because you're concerned, but, you know, give yourself a break and show some of that kindness to yourself that you've done for all these people that you've helped. And, you know, and I think once you drop that whole, you know, pressure you've been putting on yourself, and just make terms and make peace with whatever you can with, you know, who you are at this moment right now. I think that's going to shift your perspective on what you feel you can bring to the job. And, you know, you've got a whole, you know, experience of dealing with a health issue that is just adding to your empathy and understanding level. And I think you can really retool that as an asset and, you know, make continue to make a difference in other people's lives. So, you know, best thing you do is
that,
just, yeah, love and accept yourself.
Everything you said is just, it makes perfect sense, and I appreciate that because I'm going to follow through with that, definitely. I thank you so much.
Well, you know,
yeah.
That's great. The guides really want me to emphasize that you're like royalty. Like if they could put a crown on you and give you a golden scepter and let you rule over your queendom, they would do it in a heartbeat because you're just such a stellar person. So you really give your all to people, and that's something that's so needed right now. And they're really grateful for your work, and just, you know, just being who you are is enough. You don't have to be anybody else, you know, so.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thank you for all the work you do, really.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking
Tia, this is Michael. Tia, this is Michael, and I want to jump in here with one more piece of information they gave me. They're saying that when you mentioned, when you were talking with Lawrence, that you're not the same person. Something about that.
Right, yeah.
And I guess that's where it might be a little bit of a struggle there.
Yes, big
that's
struggle.
Fine.
It's...
Yeah, but that's fine. You know, I mean, it's all of life. There's, you know, all of life changes us, all of us. Whatever we go through, we're constantly evolving. And, yeah, you're different. You're probably a lot wiser than you were back before you had to been diagnosed
I see
with cancer.
Things,
and so
I see things so differently now. Everything is so different through my eyes. It's like
right.
It's a good thing.
Right.
It's a good thing, but it's hard because you have to be true and honest with yourself, and that's a hard thing to do. But I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do. I see everything differently. Everything. I mean, just a day at the beach is like is peace of heaven to me, you know? Whereas before, it's like, oh, I can do that anytime, you know? It's not like that now. It's totally different. Everything is.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so they want you to hold on to that, that there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you're different. You think differently than other people. But to not allow fear to
impede me,
color everything, and change your decisions and outlook because of the fear, to influence them that much. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a job search as soon as we get off the phone. So I'm going to apply for those positions because what you're saying is makes a lot of sense. And I'm grateful that you guys took my call and helped me to open my eyes on that tonight. It's just what I needed to know.
Yeah. And they want you to know that the job that, right, that you don't get, the ones that you don't get is because they're not right for you. So just keep looking and it will come. Right?
Okay.
Well, good
Thank
luck
you
to
very
you,
much.
And let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you. I will.
Come
Thank
back.
You so much.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Dang. All right. Very good. All right. You ready, sir, for another call?
What a nice person. Yes, I am.
Right? Yeah. She kind of reminds me of me.
Really?
Sweet.
So,
altruistic. Here we go. All right. Next call is area code 302. Hello, 302. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie.
From Delaware. How are you?
Hi. I just feel like that last person was an angel.
Right?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of angel are you, Jackie?
I'm a devil.
Whoa. Hold on.
It's kind of funny. I mean, it's not kind of funny, but I'm also an outpatient counselor. Like, but
really?
I was listening to her, and I was thinking, like, wow, like I can't hold a candle to her. I mean, it's not that, and I changed careers in midlife and I wanted to, you know, be a mental health counselor, but it's hard.
Yeah, that is hard work.
Yeah.
I can't talk to Michael about his mental health every day, and I feel like it's an uphill battle all the time, so I can relate.
but I just wanted to call in and see, like, what you see for me for 2023.
In what area?
Love.
Love?
Love. Yes, love. I think she said love.
L'amour, l'amour. They show me, Jackie, this is interesting. I feel somebody connected to you, and I don't. Do you understand that?
I don't.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not, and haven't been for a long time.
Why do I feel somebody there? Okay, let's see what they show me. I think somebody's coming really close then. That's what that energy is. You're close to having a relationship. Show me that. I feel you need to open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
It feels like your heart's a little closed. You have a wall around it, a protective barrier.
Yeah.
And it feels like you need to learn how to bring that down. And
yeah,
also too, it feels like when you move forward looking for a partner, it feels like it needs to be more fun. The energy they show me, it feels like it's work. I get it, you know, looking for somebody now, it does feel like work a lot of the time, but it's not fun. Do you understand that?
In the past I've joined clubs like ski clubs and hiking clubs and, you know, things like that to try to meet people.
Perfect. Well, rejoin or find a new club. But that is perfect. That is the way to do it. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Show me that. It feels like you're going to connect to somebody really soon, and it feels like this person is athletic. It feels like we're doing something. We're moving. We're not just kind of going through an app dating, but it feels kind of like you guys are going to meet doing an activity.
Yeah, because I don't do like dating apps or anything. There's too much, you know, lying.
So I sign up again with those groups that you were involved with before, or find a new one, a different one.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that I feel feels like this person is very active.
Mm-hmm.
This person likes to move their body.
Good.
Yeah. Do you live near mountains? Is there open land near you?
No, but I love the mountains. I used to live out west. Now I don't. I live in Delaware. But I'm actually going on a ski trip in February out west.
Because I feel open land and I feel mountains. So get a cute little skiing outfit. And bring that with you on your trip. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is going to be good for you. So
good.
This person is active. And it feels, like I said, I feel somebody near you now. And so, yeah, let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, Lawrence?
Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right. So what are the three deal breakers for you in a relationship? I guess it's a two-part question. And what are the three characteristics that you absolutely can't do without in a relationship?
They have to be 100% available.
Mm-hmm.
Honest.
Mm-hmm.
And smart.
Aha. Uh-huh. The brain that's the sexiest organ. All right. And what are the three things that are deal breakers for you if they show up in a relationship or turn you off or whatever?
Violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need somebody that's that's smart. I don't want to say not dumb, but I've got to be physically attracted to them. So, you know, if they don't have that, then it's not going to work.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Those are fine. So I want to give you a suggestion about manifesting this person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a lot of untapped creative juices let's say. And I think you would be really wise to put them to work for you. You know, you have this upcoming ski trip. I think that's a good time frame for you to structure some creative manifesting a relationship for you in your life. So, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. That's the beauty of it. You can tailor it to fit, you know, your time constraints and your interests and abilities and whatever. But I'd like you to qualities and also your deal breakers, you know, make a list of each of those things, whatever comes to mind, and add to it on a regular basis. And go over it so that it becomes, you know, second nature to you. And take a moment out of every day if you can and just sit and see if you can get your mind to visualize this person showing up. And don't edit anything, you know, and don't worry if, you know, if you're not a big meditator or you haven't done it for a while or whatever, but, you know, use that untapped creativity you have to create a space and create a vision of this person showing up in your life. And it, you know, it may come in a way that's not directly linear. You may get images that you feel are, you know, not clear or disconnected, but that's okay. Write them down anyway and keep track. And just keep honing this process. And like Michael was saying, this should be fun, right? It shouldn't feel like a chore. Don't turn it into, you know, work. You're really good at doing that, unfortunately, which, you know, that's why employers love you, because you're on task, which is great. But this is something that's opening your heart up, right, and making a space for somebody so that when they do show up, you're not going to miss them, right? You're not going to brush them off or, you know, look at the glasses half empty. You want to have it as full to the brim as you can. But this is you doing the work to create the space for this person to show up. And it's almost like you're laying a breadcrumb trail for them, right? This is you sending out energy for them to connect to and to find you. Okay. So does this make sense?
I love it.
Just feel like something you can engage with, or what do you think?
100%. Yeah.
Very good.
I can manifest other things.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So, you know, have the courage to take this on and don't worry about the process. You need to modify it. If you want to draw stuff, you know, if you want to audibilize it, you know, vocalize it, however it works for you, just engage with this process every day. And this will make a difference in a lot of other areas you're not even aware of, but especially in your romance life, all right? And things will improve 100%. I'm definitely guaranteeing that, and I don't make guarantees lightly. So
I love it. I love it. I'm ready, and I'm going to manifest this.
Well, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you're more angel than devil, after all, but that's okay. A little devil, too.
I have a rough exterior.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, you guys, I appreciate, I've never listened to you guys before, but oh my gosh, like, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
We're here every Friday.
Yeah,
are you every Friday?
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
every
we're awesome
Friday,
one day.
6 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, great. All right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks.
All right.
Stay well.
Thank you. You guys too. Bye.
Let us know how the ski trip goes.
Yeah. All right.
You know, Michael, you cut
right.
her off at the end. She was gonna modify her statement. Yeah, she was going to say that we're both really awesome, but she was picking up on the fact that I was probably a little more awesome than you. But I understand. I understand where you
probably,
come from.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. She,
yeah.
Yeah, you can. I can it's tell she's very intuitive. Yeah.
It's just the jealousy coming up again, but we're working on it. It's okay.
All right, here we go. Next caller, area code 646. Bonjour, 646. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Bonjour. Hello.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
What's your name again? Can you say your name again?
Oh, it's Esther. And I'm calling from the Bronx, New York. Yes.
The Bronx. Nice and cold over there?
Oh, please. We ain't going to go there. But it just started warming up now. We got hit with the Arctic air.
Yeah.
But it just started warming up now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Over there is on the street.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you hear a lot of noise, I'm so sorry. I'm just running around right now.
Okay. You got to stay warm.
My question is, I just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if there's any chance we'll probably get back together.
Can you give me the initials of this person?
Sure. It's M-G. G is
M.
M is in Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm kind of getting there is a possibility, but it feels kind of like the MG is not fully sure what to do next.
Okay.
It feels like MG is still trying to decide what to do. Yeah, and MG's, it's like they're on the fence right now.
Okay.
But, hold on, this energy, show me that energy, please.
Okay, hi.
Is the relationship with Esther, is this relationship with MG, they were showing me this energy, around your relationship, you and MG, and something about it feels very restrictive, very confined.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like it's open and it's free-flowing, and it feels like we're together in this tight area and nobody's moving too much. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Is this how you feel in the relationship? Is that what
I
that
do.
Is
just what's bothering me more is that is that, you know, he has these female friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like me.
And they don't like you?
Mm-mm.
Is he aware that? Are you okay with him having female friends?
Yeah, because I have male friends. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. And
just
so
that,
does he listen to them? Is that the issue?
Exactly.
Oh, well, I mean, to me, that just doesn't sit right with me.
Thank you.
You're the girlfriend, right? Or supposedly. And female friends are saying they don't like you. But does he listen to them then? and
well, he has a main one that he talks to. Yeah, he has a main one that he talks to all the time. So, you know, I don't. She knows I don't care for her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the things that happen.
Yeah. But hold on. Show that to me again.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're showing me right now, also, Esther, it just doesn't feel like this relationship is going to go too far. It feels like you guys are going to kind of stay stuck in this place. And you're not really going to expand and move forward. And so it's kind of like you got to figure out what you want to do here.
Oh, okay.
You know, if
okay.
It just kind of feels to me like you guys are on a carousel and you're just going to go round and round.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's see what Lawrence has for you. Lawrence?
Okay.
Hi, Esther. Hey, you know, I had a great aunt named Esther, and she went by Essie. Essie, she was great. I remember as a kid, every time I'd get to see her, she always had a tin of these amazingly delicious sugar cookies she'd share with me. So I have fond memories of her on top of that. But she's a sweet lady, Essie. So can I ask you something? What are your reasons for wanting to get back together with MG? Now, what would that relationship do for you?
Well, it's because I still have feelings for him, and is this the way we broke up?
It wasn't good. You want to do over?
No.
What does that mean?
It wasn't good.
Okay. So you have feelings for him, and the separating went south, sounds like. Are there other reasons that this person is still catching your interest?
And like I said, I was hoping that we can try to mend things and, you know, and take it from there, but I don't know. I'm just next to a hard rock place right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to go with my feelings.
I see. I understand. Okay. I think it's going to be really important for you to take a minute and find out what your feelings are, you know, really for him, you know, when you're in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And let that awareness, you know, once you come to it, really guide your decision-making process with this person. That, you know, the guides have shown me that there's a good possibility of you, and he reconnecting. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, like I am with everybody. I don't see that really, you know, becoming a long-term thing again. I think it's going to be really challenging for that to work out. And I think there's some really basic conflicts that the two of you have that for whatever reason you're not able to really talk about without things turning into, you know, World War III between the two of you. So
it's really because of his female friends. What I don't like about it, and I spoke to him about it, is like, if we have a conflict, don't go to them and talk to them about it. You're supposed to come to me first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, every relationship has its rules, right? And if you guys are not able to agree on some of the basic rules like that, you know, like how you deal with conflict with each other and the communication process, and, you know, what the priorities are in the relationship, those can be really big stumbling blocks and can make it difficult for you guys to feel, number one, you can trust each other and you know, then have any real intimacy, because you got to keep looking over your shoulder at this person to find out if they're, you know, really having your best interest.
Right.
So
I think it's okay for you to have feelings for him. There's nothing wrong with that. I think,
right.
I think what's going to be important is to decide whether you want to act on those feelings, right, and take the risk of being hurt again, or if those feelings that you have for him are, you know, not going to be returned in a way that's really healthy for you. And that's kind of the
right.
big question you have to decide, right? And I kind of think you already know what the answer is, but, you know.
You know what? You just gave it
mm-hmm.
to me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
is probably where I called in because I really, really needed to hear some things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the new year coming in, I might as well just let it go. And just let, you know, let something else come through.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, you know, be good to yourself. You know, you're a wonderful person and you deserve to have love and happiness in your life. And that'll show up, you know, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But don't feel like you don't have any options or that, you know, if you don't stay with this person or try to rekindle things that you're never going to have love in your life again, because that's absolutely not.
Yeah. True. Well, I'm going to listen to you. So you said some things that it strike me like, yeah, if I go back to this, do I want to get hurt again? No. I really don't. And I deserve better.
Yes, absolutely.
You do.
Yeah. Well, good. Well,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we just need to hear stuff, you know, get it out of our head. That's what we're here
yeah.
for. We're all have each other's back, so.
True. Yeah, that I really needed to hear that.
Yeah, well, don't worry. You're being looked out for. You're going to be okay.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for your patience and your kind words.
Thanks, Esther.
Thanks for coming on the show.
And y'all have
come
a blessed and safe holiday and a happy new year.
Hey, you too.
You too.
Good rock.
Day one.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Follow us here on Block Talk Radio, okay?
Okay, I definitely will.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
The lightning round
code. Lightning round. Mm-hmm. Area code 434. Hello, 434. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Khalil. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Khalil.
Hi.
What's up,
I'm doing okay. I was wondering, as far as getting, as far as having a counselor, if I'm getting like a new counselor, because things are a little bit rocky right now. The mental health counselor.
I think you will. Feels like it's going to take some time. Feels like there's some paperwork you got to fill out. It just feels like you got to go through some procedures. But it will come through.
Okay. Because
yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. So I might have to, because my mom was saying to work with my counselor until I find a new one. But my mom was saying after some stuff happened, I'm not gonna say what it is. But after some stuff happened, we
mm-hmm.
my mom said it may not, and I don't really want to work any longer, not work, but.
Mm-hmm.
Work with my counselor any longer. She was saying that we might have to,
mm-hmm.
we might have to, you know, skip it and wait until, might have to skip my counselor and then wait until someone else comes out.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
not a bad idea. Yeah, so it feels like you'll get somebody, but it feels like do some work, fill out paperwork. It just. It feels like there's just going to be a little bit of time before you get somebody else.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, All right. So thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome.
Have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Guess what time it is.
Hey, where are you? Can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hello?
Yeah, hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you fell asleep again.
No, I did not.
Oh.
Well, we've come to the end of another show. We've come to the end of 2022. And what a fun ride that has been. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and spending your Friday evening with us. And I want to thank my lovely co-host, the amazing, the one, the only, Lawant Shamanic Birch. Thank you, sir, for being here with us. And how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me or text me at the Coast Times at 541-344-7534. You can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. How about you, Michael?
Thanks.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Just go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can schedule a session there with me. You can schedule a reading or a healing, and also a free consultation to see, we can explore if I am the right person for you. So thank you, everybody. Mm. Thank you, thank you. Remember to follow us here on blogtalkradio.com. And also to follow and download us on major platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google. Why don't you take us out, sir?
Take us out, yeah. And we also have months and months of archive shows for you to listen to. So there's so much wisdom packed in there. It's like getting a spiritual vitamin. So be sure and take advantage of that. So you never have to be alone. The Psychic Funhouse is always open for you. Well, this is our last show of 2022, and we want to thank everybody who's come along for the ride. It's been lovely, and we appreciate all the kindness and support that you've shown us this year and the last year, and we look forward to an even better 2023 with you along. So come by every Friday here, 6 to 7, and we'll be having some exciting shows and guests for you to take part in and enjoy. So have a lovely rest of the year. Have a wonderful new year. Thank you to my lovely co-host, the man, the legend, the psychic to the stars. Couldn't do it without Michael. And thanks to the spirits. They are the reason we are all here. And we owe them so much. So gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Take care, everybody.
Yes. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great weekend and a happy new year. Bye-bye.